I have a friend who is an architect. He works for the government in the Department of Education, so building a lot of the new schools that we see, you know, going up in the Orange Park kind of area and then in other parts of Sydney. But, you know, an architect alone isn't sufficient. And my brother, who's a civil engineer, a structural engineer, you know, is very fond at reminding us that without an engineer, the work of the architect will never be complete, because the architect, you know, might come up with this grand vision of what the building or what the bridge might look like. But it's until the engineer starts to look at the plans and says, well, that isn't realistic, or we'll need, you know, so much reinforcing for that to be possible, that it'll be just too heavy and the whole thing will collapse. So both visions are necessary. We need both elements to bring something fully to birth. And so it is with the church, that it's not complete until we have these different parts of our lives, different experiences. And so Peter and Paul kind of stand for us as two, in some ways, ends of the spectrum. You know, Peter was very volatile. He was so full of zeal and life, and there was this real conviction with him. But when it came to questions like, how do we bring the faith outside of the Jewish people, Peter seemed quite closed to that idea. He wanted it to continue to be a Jewish movement, a messianic Jewish movement, but confined within Judaism. Whereas Paul saw that the Spirit was working. Paul said, no, we need to be able to open the doors, open the gates to different communities, different people. He needed to recognize that within the Gentile world, within our world, that there were also people that were authentically coming to faith and life. And there was no doubt fights and disputes along the way, but together they kind of represent two elements and two dimensions of the church. You know, one movement that is calling us always back to the center, one that is saying, no, it's about the traditions, it's about remaining faithful to what we've been handed on from the past. But the Pauline principle is also essential, calling us into new waters, new territories, new ways of being the church. Both the Petrine and the Pauline are essential for us as a church and as a community to able to bring the church into the place that God has called us to be. You know, the Lord ultimately is the architect of the whole plan. It's He who is the one who is able to commission any person to be the builders of the church. But all of us together are invited into this experience of finding our appropriate place. And sometimes we might feel more Petrine. We might have this experience that calls us into the tradition, calls us back to the center. And there'll be times when the missionary impulse of Paul will inspire us, and we will realize this desire to go to the peripheries, go to the edges, that both of those experiences are essential. And all of them come down to this ultimate trust in the Lord. When Jesus asks us this question, as He will always do, but you, who do you say that I am? It's always coming back to that personal experience and encounter with the living God, inviting us into that personal response as well. We can't just rely on the faith of others. We can't just stand on the shoulders of our parents and grandparents and teachers. We need also to make that personal stand ourselves, that we're invited into this encounter with the living God. And sometimes we will get that wrong. You know, when St. Francis received that vision to go and rebuild my church, and he took it quite literally with the little church there at St. Damiano that was falling down, and so he rebuilt that physical place. And it was only later that he realized that, no, this wasn't just a physical manifestation, but there was a spiritual reality too. You know, there's an impulse within the church just for maintenance, to make sure that the church buildings are maintained and all of those things happen. But this impulse for the Pauline gift of creativity and the power of the Lord being called into us, being filling us so that we can respond, that we can also experience that grace and that goodness. So on this day, let's really pray that both the Petrine and the Pauline will inspire us to be the church that God needs us to be here in 2025, that we can be this community that is able to embrace the many needs that we have here in the local area of Campbelltown, with so much domestic violence, so much hatred, so much of people just not being able to experience the goodness and the love of God, and to be a community that builds itself in order that it can establish and allow the love of God to be revealed here in this place.